Hello and welcome to our Open Country newsletter from April to June 2024. Spring is always an optimistic time of year, and there is certainly lots of upbeat stuff going on at Open Country right now. Our business plan for 24-25 has been agreed, and if we only realise half of it, it will still be a bumpy year. Some of the key things we wish to achieve are starting our new hub in Middlesbrough, receiving our first electric minibus, creating inclusive access on a landscape scale in Nidderdale, keeping our existing activities full and flourishing by successful fundraising, and shouting a little louder on topics that concern our membership. We're thrilled that the results of our 2023 annual survey are in. Thank you to all who participated. Your valuable feedback is important and will help us shape our activities in the future. We asked our Open Country community to comment on several factors, including impact on physical and emotional well-being and health, as well as asking for some constructive feedback. Here are some examples of member and volunteer responses. 78% have been involved in Open Country for over 5 years. Respondents engage in a variety of services, showcasing the broad appeal of Open Country. Over 75% have tried something new, spent more time outdoors, and learned about wildlife and nature. 83% enjoy visiting the countryside with Open Country. And over 80% agree that Open Country provides a fun and sense of belonging. Overall, the survey reflects a strong sense of community, positive impact on well-being, and a desire for more diverse and challenging activities. Audio walks, talk the walk. Tom has added to our range of audio walks with a new walk around the world famous Harewood Estate. We have produced 12 walks this year alone, and you can check them all out on our website. The audio walks idea is catching on. We recently went down to Langset Reservoir in the Peak District to work with countryside managers from the Peak District National Park Authority, Derbyshire Wildlife Trust and Yorkshire Water on producing their own audio walks in their own patches. Everyone was very receptive to the idea, and we hope the day will encourage more people to follow our lead. Nidderdale National Landscape. 123 scheduled monuments, 564 listed buildings, 1 World Heritage Site, 4 historic parks and gardens, 4 dark sky discovery sites, 14 conservation areas, and 568 miles of public rights of way. There's a lot to like about Nidderdale National Landscapes, formerly known as Nidderdale AONB. Our big project for the year ahead is to project manage a scheme to promote inclusive access on a landscape scale in the area. With funding from DEFRA and working with other project partners over 12 months, we intend to conduct a strategic mapping exercise of the best options for inclusive access, produce and print a brand new Nidderdale Break Free pack, create 12 audio walks for the area, work on a series of 10 small-scale inclusive access projects. We're also looking for suitable sites, please, if you've got any idea. Projects could include barrier removal, path surfacing and widening, or even bench installation. We're going to facilitate 2 inclusive access training sessions for local countryside managers and groups. And we're going to set up a power chair hub in the area for people wanting to explore the Nidderdale area themselves. We'll bring you regular updates on our NNL project throughout the year. Watch this space as we work to put Nidderdale firmly on the map for inclusive access. With the tree planting season coming to an end, it's a good time to celebrate our environmental achievements. For instance, our Harrogate Trailblazers and Nature Force conservation teams recently planted over 1,500 trees at Denton Hall Estate, Studley Royal and Jacob Smith Park. We were especially pleased to get involved with the Denton Estate project, which looks to become a major rewilding project in our area. Open Country stands full square behind the rewilding agenda and believes the large-scale restoration of ecosystems is still something which everyone can and should help to replicate at a local level. Between them, our Harrogate and Wakefield hubs have up to 7 work parties going out each week, and the contribution our willing workers make to conserving Yorkshire's wildlife is immense. Nice work, everyone. Our focus on improving physical access to nature also continues. For example, we've created a new section of pathway in Burley and Wharfdale, making a 1 mile riverside walk fully accessible. This walk will be included with others in a new break free pack for the area. Watch this space. Finally, a warm welcome to new members Sophie and James. Farewell to Brian. Many of our supporters will be saddened to learn that long-time member Brian Needham has died at the venerable age of 96. He had been a member of Open Country for over 30 years, accompanied for many of them by his loving wife Marjorie. A volunteer driver for us for several years and a member of our advisory group, Brian was always wonderfully good-natured and a great provider of tea and biscuits for the office. He will be very sorely missed indeed. Hello to Rachel. Open Country has welcomed a new full-time communications officer to its team based in Harrogate. Rachel has a background in the third sector spanning 2 decades, 10 years in local media, and previously worked for a local hospice charity. Passionate about nature and our countryside, Rachel is excited to be joining Open Country at this time of expansion, and she looks forward to telling the world, or Yorkshire at least to begin with, about Open Country's remarkable achievements and activities. It is all change within the Harrogate office, as from the end of April, Nettie Newell, our fundraising officer, will be working remotely for a few months in sunny Spain. Our new fundraising manager role is currently unfulfilled, so please tell us if you know anyone who might fit the bill. To help our brilliant fundraising and communications team work even more productively, we've recently taken on a third office in Harrogate Community House. It's room 4 on the second floor if you're looking for them. Thanks to Yorkshire Purchasing Organisation for donating all of the furniture. Your kindness has saved us thousands of pounds. Help Open Country flourish. Every year we need to raise over £650,000 to keep our amazing countryside work up and running. Your support means we'll be there for our disabled community, helping them to access and enjoy the great outdoors. Here are some simple ways you, your family and friends can support us. You could hold a fundraising event for Open Country. Whether it's a simple cake sale at home or work, or if you have bigger ideas, do let us know what you've got planned. You can donate online or create an online fundraising event on our Givi page at www.givi.com/opencountry1, or you can even donate via the donate button on our Facebook page. You could sign up for easy fundraising. Whenever you buy anything online, you could be raising free donations for Open Country at no cost to you. Go to www.opencountry.org.uk/fundraising/donations. Or have a look on our website for the link. You could help us spread the word about Open Country. Could you request a talk at your local club or organisation? Could you think of somewhere we can display a collection tin? Nominate us for support from your workplace, or simply share our social media posts with your networks. You could consider giving a gift in your will to Open Country, once you've ensured that people and things closest to you have been looked after. A gift in your will, no matter the size, could be your way of helping us in the future. However you choose to support us, every penny raised will help. If you'd like any more information on the above, please give us a call on 507 227 or drop us an email. Nidderdale Charity Walk and Run. Did you know that May is National Walking Month? It's a great time to dust off your walking boots and enjoy the countryside. Why not raise some money for Open Country at the same time? The Nidderdale Charity Walk and Run is an annual event organised by the Rotary Club of Harrogate to raise money for local charities. This year its 30th anniversary, held on Sunday the 19th of May. You can visit the website at nidderdalewalk.com to register and for all the information you need. You've got a choice of routes of varying lengths from 4 miles to 26 miles, so there is literally something for everyone. You can also choose whether you want to run or walk. We'd be very grateful if you could choose this chance to raise funds for Open Country while having a great day out in the fresh air. Harrogate Volunteer News. We'll be teaming up with the Wakefield and Barnsley volunteers on Monday the 24th of June to enjoy a summer picnic and nature activity to say thank you for all your hard work. Food, drink and transport from Harrogate will be provided. More details will follow, but please reserve your place as seats on the bus are limited. Long Service Award. Our wonderful volunteer Sarah Bales recently celebrated 20 years with Open Country and was presented with her glass apple trophy after a very muddy walk at Skipwith Common. Sarah says, "After a change of career left me with my weekends and evenings free, I went in search of something to help fill my time. The Harrogate Volunteer Bureau highly recommended Open Country, so I signed up in February 2004. Here I am, 20 years later, still volunteering for Open Country. I have done many amazing activities, explored new places, met lots of people, and seen Open Country grow into what it is today. I look forward to the next 20 years. I'm giving a very warm welcome aboard to our new volunteers, Martin Woolley with the Harrogate Nature Force Group, Sheila Kirkham, Wednesday Walks, and Karen Lumley, Selby Walks. We really hope you enjoy your time with Open Country. Good Access Scheme Award. It's a gas. We've presented our Good Access Scheme, short GAS Award, annually for the last 9 years, and we now ask you to keep your eyes peeled for candidates for 2024's awards. Nominations can be for any inclusive access work that takes place in Yorkshire in 2024. It could be a section of accessible path, a well-designed new bird hide, or an exciting audio trail. The deadline for nominations closes on the 31st of October, and we hope to announce the lucky winners at our second GAS conference, kindly hosted this year by Wentworth Woodhouse Gardens. That's going to be on the 15th of November. Get your thinking caps on, please. If you need some inspiration, check out the previous winners on our website. Wild About Wakefield News. In February, 2,000 copies of our new Wakefield Break Free Pack arrived from the printers. It features 15 accessible route cards, tried and tested and spell checked by a small group of our members. We're now giving out these packs to local people and places across the Wakefield district. If you would like a free copy of the pack, do let us know. Alternatively, you can find this and all the packs for the other areas available to download on our website. Thanks to West Yorkshire Combined Authority for funding this pack. We've been making waves in Wakefield with the start of our newest group, Wild About Water. This group runs on a Wednesday and will enable people with disabilities to access and enjoy blue spaces. The activities are funded thanks to Wakefield Council Culture Grants as part of Our Year Wakefield District 2024. There's a whole raft of activities on offer, from gentle waterside strolls, nature spotting, arts and crafts, to accessible water sports and boat trips. There will be something for everyone. The Den is now open for business. The Den is our new indoor warm space for the Wakefield Hub, offering our activity groups some shelter, comfy seatings and hot beverages on colder, soggier days. This new cabin has been installed thanks to funding from Nova Wakefield and Prosper Wakefield. Three cheers to everyone who helped mend the roof, fit the ramps, mop the floor, donate the furniture, plumb the taps and wipe the windows. grandstand footpath. What a stretch. For over a year, our Wakefield Tuesday groups have worked on a 550-metre stretch of public footpath between Grandstand Road and Potovens Lane in Outwood, making it accessible for all by widening it, laying new hardcore, removing the steps and replacing them with a ramp. We will be excited when the path makes it up into up-to-date maps, meaning more people can enjoy this lovely tree-lined amble. There's an opportunity to join our Trailblazer Day service for people passionate about making the countryside more accessible. We have joined up with our pals at Wakefield Recovery and Wellbeing College to offer a free introductory taster course in April and May. Give them a ring on 01924 316 946 to book on. And a big welcome to our latest Wakefield volunteers, Louise Fox, Tom Rendell, Johnny Carr, Duncan Stokoe, Oscar Bedford, Janet Lonsdale, Sabina Kharki, Brad Wynn and Troy Ramsden. It's great to have your support in 2024. There's a Wakefield Volunteer Summer Picnic planned for Monday 24th of June from 11 o'clock till 3 o'clock with minibus transport available. We'll confirm the location nearer the time. We hope you can make it for some nibbles, a natter and a bit of light nature study. Barnsley news. Our latest satellite project in Barnsley goes from strength to strength, with various weekly taster sessions now running for South Yorkshire residents to get involved in. As we continue to grow, we really need some more local volunteer supporters to help us deliver such a broad range of activities, which includes tandem cycling, weekday walking and weekend outings. Give us a bell for an informal chat and find out whether it's for you. And please help us spread the word if you know anyone who might be interested. Treasurer needed. David Robinson is retiring as our treasurer and we urgently need to replace him. The successful candidate must have a strong financial background. Does anyone know someone who might fit the bill? Minibuses update. Our new Wakefield minibus has been ordered and should arrive around November. Our first electric minibus has also been ordered, though we still have a small shortfall, and we expect to receive it early in 2025. We now have a short break in our minibus fundraising before we look to get a new minibus for our forthcoming Middlesbrough hub. Thanks to everyone who always gives so generously to keep our minibuses rolling along. Thanks for listening. Please do get in touch if you'd like any more information about any of the events that we've spoken about. You can email info@opencountry.org.uk and you can also let us know if you'd rather receive this newsletter by email or alternatively if you want to be taken off our mailing list. Thanks for listening. Take care.